Hi, this is Angie here at Shine FM, and it's time for our community spotlight. These are things that are going on in and around our listening area that could affect you and your family. Dave Bezusko is here with the United Way of Logan County, always getting our monthly update to find out what's going on with the United Way. And I'm sure you're busy because
summer's here, Angie.
Yeah.
So some of those summer activities and summer programs are back. Others are not because of COVID-19 things, but others are different as well. And we have Drew Schick with us today from the Logan County Neighborhood Outreach Center's division of the Logan County Children's Services. And I don't know, a good part of two decades, you and Aaron Poole, Drew, have been taking good care of the kids in Logan County with the neighborhood outreach centers. These are the after-school and summer drop-in centers that we have, one in Bell Fountain, two up near Indian Lake. And this year, summer program going to be a little bit different, but also still providing needed services for children.
Correct. Yeah, thanks. It's good to be here. I was going to say, the neighborhood outreach centers will definitely be different this year. Normally, this time, we'd be knee deep into taking kids out and collecting trash in the neighborhood and taking kids to the pool and the movies and getting them involved with, you know, helping neighbors and, you know, raking leaves and picking up sticks and, you know, arts and crafts and our summer food program. So normally some of our programs are definitely going to be different this year.
But one that will be, expanded, in fact, is the summer food program. You know, one of the things that United Way has supported for years has been the opportunity for kids to drop in over the course of summer and get a meal. Mm-hmm. That's going to continue and, in fact, is expanded.
Correct. Yeah, this year we are offering at all three of the outreach centers our normal summer food program. The hours are a little bit different. Up at Chippewa, the kids can come in from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. For a lunch. At Western, I believe it's the same time here in Bell Fountain. And then at Russell's Point, it's a little bit different. It's from 12 to 2. But kids can come in, get a meal that's prepared for them. But the part that's expanded as well is we're now providing a food bag for all the kids that are able to drop in as well.
So the idea is they'll get a meal they can eat there and more that they can take home as well. And you consider how many children live and receive the free meals, free and reduced lunches at schools. And we know that population to be, about two-thirds of the population of Logan County. So a lot of kids rely on those school meals. Of course, we saw that display with how many kids were getting school meals delivered at home, Angie, over the course of the last third of the school year when they weren't in school.
Yeah.
And the school lunch staff, the cafeteria staff were preparing meals and getting them out on school bus routes or in other ways that they were doing them. Well, you know, that continues all summer long at the three outreach centers and has for years and will continue again this year.
I guess probably I would think one of the biggest challenges right now is structure. Because they didn't have that structure at the end of the year. It's like having an extended summer break.
Yeah, no doubt.
And it's got to be hard when you can't have the programming to provide that structure as well. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah. And that's a big part of all the outreach centers is our homework help program, which came to a screeching halt there in March, where we would have 20 to 25 kids coming in every day after school for help with their homework or, you know, use of the internet to get that stuff done. And so it's going to look different, I guess. I'm excited to kind of see how the school year goes to, expand and, help the kids out in any way we can.
Well, we'll come back and talk more, I guess, Angie, with regards to how this will look and, some of the, things that Drew's seeing out there with regards to the kids when we come back.
Yeah, sounds good. We got more of our community spotlight coming up in a few minutes. And this morning at 9 o'clock, you'll be able to hear Parenting Today's Teens with Mark Gregston. He's going to be here to give us advice on how to deal with those things called teens. Hey, my teens survived, so I think I was doing pretty well, Dave.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Dave Bezusko is here from United Way of Logan County. You haven't got yours.
I'm tuning in. I've got a teen at home and a preteen.
The world changes.
It does.
It does change.
Speaking of teens and preteens and kids in between, we have Drew Schick here. He's with the Logan County Neighborhood Outreach Centers, and they have, centers in Bell Fountain and two up at Indian Lake to serve children. The summer food program is upon us. Drew, we were talking earlier about the opportunity that families have to get kids to the center for free lunches and take home meals through the course of the summer. summer. That's every day now, Monday through Friday.
Correct.
And that just started up at Lake yesterday.
Yep.
What was the initial reaction, initial turnout like, and what were people saying about their situations? What were you hearing?
Right. A little slow, I think, the first day. I think we had 8 kids up at Chippewa, and we had 14 came in at Russell's Point. But kids were, I think, glad to come back to the center, and it was certainly good to see them again. But to get that process down where they're, coming in and able to eat their meal and then, take the food home with them when they leave.
Absolutely. Hear any stories about what things are like at home in terms of how the kids have been dealing with shutdown and quarantine type isolation things?
Well, the kids that I've talked to said that, they've still kind of been staying busy and playing or going to the beach and swimming and, trying to stay active. Some of the parents had talked about them being glued to their electronic devices, of course.
Yes.
But trying to, get them outside still and stay active as well. So
no doubt about it. What is in the meals? What are you preparing for them? What do they have in store when they stop by?
We've got a different meal for each day of the week. Pretty simple stuff. I think yesterday was peanut butter and jelly, but we have, chicken nuggets and pizza and
nothing wrong with peanut butter and jelly.
Nothing wrong with it at all.
It's the stuff the kids like to eat.
I mean, yeah, they'll eat it. And mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Didn't
want to interject my sweet tooth there.
Like I said, pizza and corn dogs and, things that are pretty easy to take home. But the take home bags are non-perishable stuff, snacks and crackers and juice boxes and, the mac and cheese cups or Chef Boyardee cans, things that are quick and easy for the families to make.
One of the things we talk about with the neighborhood outreach centers is, how they provide that support system for kids throughout the school year and all summer long. And you haven't been able to do that.
No.
With the shutdown yourself. So this has to have personally been a trying time after all the years you've been doing
yes.
it. Personally, what did you kind of feel over the last couple of months?
Well, you sit and you wonder about, how the kids are doing. Obviously, you're in touch with them every day. You get to know them. You know things that they're going through, stuff that's going on in their families. And then, certainly when, you're cut off or it comes to a screeching halt, you still wonder about how the kids are doing and, how things are going. So it's good to have that, that interaction again and to kind of see and catch up and really looking forward to as the summer goes and more kids hear about, this being available to them, that more of them start coming in.
And you know they will.
Yes.
Yeah. They'll start flocking in. So we're talking about Bell Fountain at 520 Garfield, which is west side right there at the corner of 47 and Garfield.
Yep.
And then up at the lake, you've got 13796 Ironwood, that's the Chippewa
yep.
Center. Point out where that would be.
That's on the north side of the lake,
yep.
Down the street from the Moose and the Eagles, right off
yep.
Ironwood Avenue.
And then in Russell's Point, it's 601 Lincoln.
Correct.
Which is inside Galilee Lutheran Church,
yes.
is it not?
Yeah,
yes.
We partnered with them back in 2008. So
those are the locations. If someone wants to receive a meal or food, they just drop in anytime during those open hours.
Yes.
Which are.
Yeah, the hours at the Chippewa Center and the Western Center would be anytime between 11 and 4, and at the Russell's Point hours between 12 and 2.
And this is a Monday through Friday
Monday
thing.
Through Friday, correct.
Phone number, more information.
Yep. 843-9283 to reach me at the Chippewa or the Russell's Point, or you can reach Aaron at Western at 593-1449.
You can also find all this information on our website at uwlogan.org, uwlogan.org. If you click the Food Resources tab right there on the homepage, you will get not just this information, but all the information for food resources throughout the county. We're talking specifically with the Logan County Neighborhood Outreach Centers now, but there are resources beyond that for families and throughout all four corners of Logan County, all listed at uwlogan.org.
Yeah, absolutely. Drew, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Well, thanks for having me.
We'll be back in just a few minutes and catching up with Dave on what's going on with United Way as a whole. So stick around. We got more of our community spotlight. Dave Vizesco from the Logan County United Way. We were talking with Drew.
Yes.
He's one of your member agencies, or he
yes.
runs one of your member agencies. This whole pandemic has thrown off a lot of programming. So what does United Way do in the shift. How do you shift?
It's been a big challenge for a number of our funded partners. In some cases, you have some that have been going guns a-blazing.
Oh, like, yeah.
Like, I mean, we had Second Harvest Food Bank here last month, for example. And, I mean, they're seeing more people, you know, come to them than, you know, ever before and have needed more resources. Yes. And they've been working full time. And then you have, on the flip side, other programs that have completely been shut down, some by state mandate, some by the caution that's there. And the idea being that, you know, the restrictions have, you know, basically put a halt to programming.
Well, then
senior centers.
None of them are open.
Prime example, the Logan County Senior Center, which is a friendly senior center, which is a United Way funded agency, still not able to open.
Yeah.
You have others like Discovery Riders just now coming back online.
Yes.
You have Drew's organization, which has had to shift. They were not allowed to be open. Schools were not allowed to be open. But now as they have come into the summer, their regular programming not there. So they've expanded the food programming, knowing that that's a true need that we have out there. So, you know, agencies have had to do a lot of things to adjust on the fly through the last couple of months. And then as a result, you know, the way that United Way has been there to try to help and support has likewise, you know, been there to be flexible, some with the United Way funding, others in terms of collaborating with entities to try to say, okay, let's bring some people together here and talk about how to address a certain need or issue that we have.
I do appreciate that. What did you learn personally as a director of a social service? Mm-hmm. What did you learn during this time that you didn't know until it was pandemic time?
I don't know. That's a good question, because I already knew about how collaborative the community
yes,
was.
I really saw that come into play.
How flexible we already have been and were already.
Yes.
So that's been something that's neat. I think the flexibility and the speed with which, you know, the response has happened.
Oh, yeah.
You know, how about that? You know, there's an ability for entities to spring into action pretty quickly and to, you know, be creative with some of the needs. For example, you know, the RTC services, they support, that's the public transportation for Logan County. So you call them up, you need a ride from point A to point B, whether it's work, the grocery store, whatever. You call them, you can get a ride.
Yeah.
We support senior transportation.
Okay.
To the tune of $40,000. And toward the end of March, they were seeing, you know what? We're not transporting the senior citizen population because they're not going out.
Yes.
No one's going anywhere.
That's correct.
But they have a need. One of them was to usually we'd take seniors and go to the grocery store. What if we could help the seniors by bringing their groceries directly to them? And so we are repurposing United Way dollars now, where there's a free grocery delivery service for anyone over the age of 60 in Logan County. And all you do is call RTC services at 539-3351, 539-3351, and get it set up. You don't have to go to the store. And I see this as being something that might be a permanent change.
Yeah, I mean, you know, why not?
For one thing, as you are RTC, it's safer and easier to transport someone's packages and groceries than it is to transport the senior citizen themselves, especially someone who's got maybe some infirmities, some disabilities, or, you know, mobility issues on their own. And then they're making one trip instead of two trips out to the senior's home, one to pick up, go to the store, and then take them back home. Now you're just taking the groceries to them once and back, and that's it. So it saves gas, it saves the liability, it saves the hassle, and just all of that, and it's convenient. What the heck? You know, it's like you don't even have to go out. So that's a cool thing. So things along those lines.
So this summer, there is some programming that is going to happen. How do people find out what's still going on?
Well, the best thing to do would be to go to our website, uwlogan.org. We've been maintaining throughout the time a COVID-19 page, so it has updates on all our programs and some others in the community on what is and what isn't going on. So agency updates have been frequent and up there at uwlogan.org. COVID-19 is the tab you'll see on the homepage. You click that, and you'll be taken to all those updates. For example, Union State locations running their community summer program as normal, because day camps were allowed to run and to operate.
Yes, so that's right.
That's a fantastic thing. Yes. A United Way supported program. Whereas you have others that are not going. Summer Autism Academy, for one, unfortunately had to make a decision early and say, we can't do this year. They'll be back in full force next summer. So again, it's hit or miss on some of these, but that full list is available at uwlogan.org.
Well, you've done a great job shifting.
Adapting. You got to give the credit to some of those agency directors, the volunteers. They have pivoted and done what's necessary to provide services for our community. I don't think we're anywhere near being done.
Don't say that.
Well, maybe on COVID, but in terms of the impact of it.
Oh, no.
Got the situation out there where there's a lot of people that are, trying to still get through these times. And, those organizations that are supported by your United Way gift are there. And, that's one more thing I want to point out. We always talk about the importance of giving to United Way.
Yes.
Who saw this coming 3 months ago?
None.
Right?
Nobody.
Right? But when folks banded together last fall and supported United Way to the tune of over $1 million. Boy, did I come in handy this year, huh?
God knew.
Like more than ever before. But I mean, I think this shows the power of the United Way gift.
Yes.
When you give to United Way, it doesn't matter what the human service need is. United Way and its programs and services are going to be there to help the community through it. And so sometimes you give to organization ABC, you pigeonhole your gift into one kind of a need or one kind of a service, and maybe that's not the thing that's needed most in a community.
Yeah.
United Way is always focused on where and what's needed the most, and you saw that more so this year than ever before.
Yep, that's very good. Well, that was a wonderful update. Thank you so much,
you
Dave.
Bet.
Dave Bezesko with the United Way of Logan County, uwlogan.org if you want to get more information. Thanks for tuning in to our Community Spotlight.
We're community supported Shine FM.